Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal Valerie Smaldone. So we have a lot of people today who got their job maybe eliminated or taken away in the Great Recession, and maybe that job never came back. Or they are working in an unsatisfying environment today, and they've been toying with the idea of starting their own business, doing their own thing. And I know a lot of folks think that youth is the secret to success in startups, but Lynn Strang has been studying older entrepreneurs who start at midlife, and she found that yes, it's possible, very possible, to become a late-blooming entrepreneur. And yes, there are some principles involved if you want to start a business and you're over 40. Her book is called Late Blooming Entrepreneurs, 8 Principles for Starting a Business After Age 40. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So who did you speak to when you were writing your book?
I did around 40 interviews to write the book. The majority of those interviews were with late-blooming entrepreneurs. But I also spoke with lenders, networking experts, career changers, CEOs, and various other people that have some connection to entrepreneurship and the idea of changing jobs and careers later in life. And among the entrepreneurs I spoke to, it really ranged quite widely. Some of the people started businesses in familiar industries. For example, they might have had a career working in the computer industry and then started a consulting practice in that field. But in other cases, they made pretty dramatic transitions. Just to give you a couple examples, One of the folks that I spoke to was an entrepreneur who had been a registered nurse for 25 years before starting a clothing line for women golfers at age 48.
Wow, that's a departure.
A big departure. She didn't even start playing golf until she was 38 years old. And after she retired from her nursing career, she was in her 40s and decided to get a part-time job in a department store. And it was while she was there that it rekindled her love for fashion, something that she had had at an earlier age, but it wasn't right earlier in her life. But now that she had had this experience and career working in nursing, she decided to use this new phase where she was at to re-explore that interest. And she happened to have a friend who was an established clothing designer, so the two of them began collaborating on a golf clothing line, and today her clothes are sold in a couple hundred outlets throughout the U.S. and elsewhere.
That's so amazing.
Hey, yeah.
Lynn, are there any stats, or would you know even anecdotally, if late-blooming entrepreneurs have a higher or lower success rate than, say, those who try to start a business in their 20s or early 30s?
I have asked that question, and someone had mentioned to me not too long ago a study that had been done, I think, in Europe that supported that. That's the only study that I've heard of at this point. I do know that there's a group called the Kauffman Foundation that has put out some numbers showing that I saw a figure that businesses started by those 40 and older accounted about 60% of all new businesses in 2013. So that doesn't get quite at what you're looking at, but it does support the whole view that entrepreneurship among the 40 and older bracket certainly is growing and is a very active area.
Do you think it's, before we get into some of your principles from your book, Late Blooming Entrepreneurs, do you think it's harder to bootstrap when you're further along in life?
Well, I think that being further along in life actually might give you some advantages in that area, and here's why. I think one of the attributes of being an older entrepreneur is grittiness and tenacity. People who have been around for a few years have experienced life's ups and downs, and they have more resilience. And I think that resilience pays off when it comes to startups, because it gives you the capability of being able to weather the tough times along with the good times. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's probably an attribute. I think another positive about older entrepreneurship is a tendency to have a stronger financial picture. Many of the people that I spoke to had funded their startups with their own savings, or they borrowed from the family member. So having a stronger financial picture is another asset. Just having a better grip on reality, self-knowledge.
Just wisdom, right? Wisdom that comes with living on the earth for an extra decade or two.
Exactly.
I think would be an advantage.
Yeah, and that with that wisdom comes empathy and just, you know, ability to understand people, patience. All those things are positives when it comes to business startups. And I think those assets and attributes serve people well when they make the decision to go after a startup later in life.
Okay, so let's get into a couple of the principles. I don't want to give them all away because people need to go buy your book, Late Blooming Entrepreneurs.
Right.
But I'm going to cherry pick one or two here. The second one is SWOT yourself, SWOT. Yeah. I never knew this was even an acronym, so why don't you describe what this means?
SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It can be an excellent tool for doing a self-assessment, which is really an important first step if you're thinking about starting a business. Even people who have been in the workforce for a while need to have a good understanding of their abilities and weaknesses, what they like to do and what they don't like to do. And using a SWOT analysis can be a great way to get at all that. It can be done very simply. The easiest way is just to take a piece of paper and draw a quadrant and label each quadrant with one of those subtitles I mentioned, strengths, mm-hmm. weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and go through and do, you know, and dig down deep and figure out what it is that you're good at, what you're not so good at, where you're going to need help, where your opportunities are, and get help from people that know you well and who will give you candid answers to these questions, not necessarily what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. So that can be an excellent way to really get that foundation that you need to build a business that relates well to what you're good at and what you're interested in.
Yeah, and if you do uncover a weakness, you at least you have to come up with a way to compensate for it if it's critical to the business.
Exactly.
Right before you get going.
Some of those weaknesses may be ones that are deal breakers, frankly, and if that's the case, it's better to know that now before you go down that path.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, some of these weaknesses may be things that with certain steps that you can offset them. For example, let's say that you are not especially knowledgeable in bookkeeping and accounting. You can find a partner, a business partner, who has those strengths,
mm-hmm.
or a consultant who has those strengths, so that you go forward having somebody that has that capability in those key areas.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead to another one here. No, number four of your principles,
mm-hmm.
know who you need to know. What does that mean?
That means as you go forward in building your business, you're going to need a network. That is something that doesn't change as you get, that's something that I think all of us know from our early point in our careers that it's important, and it certainly doesn't change once you start a business. Having people who can give you advice on certain things, fill in the blanks again for areas that you're not so good at, can serve as a sounding board for you, can provide you with referrals. All that will be critical as you go forward. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the advantages of being an older entrepreneur is you do tend to have a more expansive network once you start a business. But it may not necessarily include all the contacts that you'll need.
You know what, though, Lynn? I'm going to add to this. I do find a friend of me once said, you've forgotten more people than you know. And that really resonated with me because I thought I do know a lot of people in my life. And I, even though they're not in my current circle, I can reach back.
Yes.
And often when you need something, if you just ask for help, even though people can't necessarily provide what you need, they might know someone who can. And I find that people are very, very willing to help if you ask.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. And it actually touches upon another fundamental when it comes to knowing who you need to know and networking, which is it's really a two-way street. As you reach out to people and ask for their help, be willing to offer help in return. Be willing to do something that will help them. And the aspiring entrepreneur may say, well, I don't know what I would have to offer to somebody who I'd be asking. But you do have gifts, and you do have abilities, and you do have knowledge that others can benefit from. Even if it's keeping an eye out for articles of interest, newspaper articles of interest that might relate to that business leader that you've contacted. There are always ways that you give back, and I think that you will find that people, as you said, they're already willing to help, and that desire to help will go up even higher if you're willing to give something back in return.
Absolutely. Well, for the rest of the principles, you need to buy the book, Late Blooming Entrepreneurs, 8 Principles for Starting a Business After Age 40. Lynn Strang, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.